Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
I'm Jen.
We are still in One Tree Hill. We are still on One Tree Hill, in Tree Hill, every time. Season 4, Episode 8, Nothing Left to Say but Goodbye, which apparently is an Audioslave song.
I didn't even think to look. I totally forgot.
Anyways, how did the last episode end? I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
Sorry. It was the one where it was the game and Nathan had to shave points.
Right.
And then like Lucas basically helped him shave points by shaving points. Yeah. and then this is the in-between because we've known this whole time that episode 9 is the state's championship.
Yes.
So this is the in-between. And we start on the river court.
We do. Nathan's there. So it's Dante.
Yeah.
So basically, predictably, Dante has decided to extend their little deal. Nathan's all like, "Thought we were done," and Dante's like, "Eh." I want you to throw the next game, though.
Yeah.
Not just shaving points this time.
Yeah.
But so they lose.
Yeah, like, not even just, like, points. Like, literally just, like,
yeah, no.
Lose the state, like, championship. The
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. And then, when Nathan's basically like, "No, I'm not going to do that."
Yeah.
Dante threatens him by saying, like, you know, if Duke were to find out about this.
Ugh. Well, and at first, I'm all like, "What are you talking about?" But then he's just like, "Oh, you had, like, the worst game ever." And he goes into, like, all the stats and, like, the turnovers in the fourth quarter and this and that, whatever. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's probably pretty."
Yeah, it's rough.
That would probably show a little, you know, questionable.
Yeah, it would definitely raise some questions.
Yeah.
Which could be enough for Duke to just back off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. So, that's happening.
Yeah.
Then Rachel goes to get her mail. I was like, "What is happening here?" But I guess they get their grades mailed to them because.
Well, and it.
Sure, why not?
I mean, I guess every so often is like report card season, but again, like, I don't think it was ever mailed to me. I feel like I.
Right.
Got it at school.
Correct. I think the only thing I've ever had mailed to me was, like, university transcripts that I ordered.
Yeah.
That's not even a thing anybody does anymore.
No. But even, like, she seemed surprised, so it shows all of her grades. She's failing calculus. Like literal, like, F. Like, not even just, like, skirting that C-minus. Nope. Like, straight F.
She's failing.
And she seems, like, surprised?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I think you wouldn't be with calc, because, like, you would have had to fail all your tests.
Yeah. And again, like, if you were in that kind of, you know, I mean, depending on the school, I guess, you know, that C minus D, like, you're still squeaking by. Like, I think you would know if you were squeaking by or not.
Right?
So, like, whatever.
Anyway.
I do, as this progressed, I remember where this goes.
I don't remember where this goes.
So I finally have remembered something that happens.
I don't remember anything about this. Not a single solitary thing.
But then we go to Lucas's bedroom.
Because Brooke stops by.
And before she's just there in the morning being like, "I thought we could ride to school together. Like, aren't you going to invite me in?" All I wrote down was like, WTF.
Yeah.
And then she was like, "I miss you." So then I wrote down, "No."
Well, and then Lucas says nothing.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Okay, guess I thought you'd say you missed me too."
Yeah. But I mean, he does say like, "I know, I'm just confused." Like.
Yeah.
This is weird. And you're like, yeah, it is weird. Mm-hmm. Because we know, yes, okay, you found out in the last episode that the teacher you were banging was banging models. So you're upset. Mm-hmm. But like literally the next morning, you immediately go to Lucas's place. Oh my
Yeah.
God. Ugh. Not good. Not good.
Which is, of course, when Peyton walks in, like brushing her teeth.
Well, because they have another one of those, you know, like, I'm not with Peyton. No.
Yeah.
And then Peyton walks in brushing her teeth. And you're just like, what is, I think he said, like, no, like, we're just friends. And then Brooke's like, well, I hope you're enjoying the benefits. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. And obviously Peyton is just there because of the whole like fake Derek situation. But you know, they're not good.
Well, because even like when it comes up later about like the whole like sleeping in the same bed, but you can just be friends and blah blah blah. Totally accurate, absolutely. But like, why is she sleeping in that bed?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is he not sleeping on the couch?
Unclear.
Why is she not like up with Karen? Like literally anything. Why isn't he on the floor? Just something. There's got to be somewhere else in that house where one of them can sleep.
You would think.
Even if it's not the OC mansion conundrum of weird time space, weird, you know, oddities. You know, let's go with yes, Karen, single mom since she was 17. It's a super tiny house, like the tiniest of tiny houses. They don't have another bedroom, but like they definitely have a couch somewhere.
Oh, for sure they
There's
have
a
a
living
couch.
room in that. There's a living, like the, you know, and you're just like,
Absolutely
ugh.
there is.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But whatever. Anyways, theme song.
Yes.
I'm not sure I
Oh my
understand.
God. Siri does not understand what a theme song is. On my watch, apparently. Okay. Oh. Dear Siri, who is Gavin DeGraw? No, don't. I don't want it to like start going. But we end up at school with Peyton and Lucas. And
And
it's
apparently they've caught fake Derek.
yeah, at some point since Peyton brushed her teeth in Lucas's bedroom, they've caught fake Derek. Do we not see fake Derek again?
I'm 100% certain that we see fake Derek again.
Right? Okay, I thought so. Because I didn't
I
remember.
don't remember how this plays out. I don't know if it's a situation where like he gets let out for some reason or
Yeah, like, does she go to see him for like
wrong guy.
closure or like, I don't know.
But anyway, Lucas tells Peyton all about the whole like Brooke saying that she missed him situation. And oh my God, this is hilarious. She like tells him to be careful, and I'm like, why must Lucas be careful in this scenario? Like, pretty sure the person who got hurt the most in this entire situation was Brooke.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peyton is saying this because she wants him for herself. But anyway, what else happens? Oh yes, we see Rachel and Brooke. They have some kind of conversation about how Brooke is rebounding from her relationship with Nick, and they talk about that a little bit. Because and then Brooke is weirdly like, "How do I know I did the right thing?" And I'm like, "Girl, what?"
I just, yeah.
Like, first of all, you shouldn't have been dating him in the first place. Like, that whole situation of like, you should not be dating your teacher, and also he was going to be suspended. But also, does she still have to be in his class? Because that's super awkward.
No, I'm assuming he's not there anymore.
So he just left? He just quit?
Well, but I mean, if he was suspended, he could have gotten fired.
Oh, true, I guess so. I had always thought that this like came out as like he did get fired, but now I'm just confused. Unless he's just suspended, I guess maybe for like the rest of the school year. I have no idea. Anyway,
I
we
also
find out.
thought
Sorry.
Brooke was like talking about Lucas.
Oh, was she? Okay,
That
maybe
that's what she was
that
trying to
makes
figure
way
out,
more
like maybe
sense.
she had made a mistake when she broke up with him.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
But I don't know, because again,
No, I
I've been
think
having attention issues
you're. No, I
today.
think you're same, and now I think you're right because that makes way more
Okay.
sense. then Rachel says the thing about maybe you just realized you weren't in love with him anymore. And I was like, what are we talking about? So, yeah, I clearly missed something, and they were clearly talking about Lucas.
But, yeah, because I think she was like, you know, like, oh, I'm thinking about, like, Lucas again. And then that was like, oh, like, was it a good, like, did we have a good thing or, like, whatever, yeah.
That's what I missed. That makes way more sense. I was like, what? What is happening? Okay. Perfect. We find out that Brooke is helping to organize the basketball awards banquet. Yeah. So, I guess her and Rachel are going to do that after school or whatever.
Yeah.
We get a little scene with Gigi and Mouth, just like in the hall, and she says like that she had a great time on their date, and he did too, and he walks her to class, and they're very cute.
So cute.
And then Nathan goes to talk to Whitey. Because Nathan is getting MVP. And he wants Lucas to present the award.
Oh, double boo.
Yeah. But then we also find out that Whitey is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So, and then we go through this whole thing about, like, you know, Whitey's saying tomorrow's the last game he'll ever coach, and, like, it's hard to believe that, and he says, like, can I tell you a secret? I really want this championship, and you can just see it on Nathan's face that he's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, he can't lose this game on purpose.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
I know, and because, like, it just kind of, like, keeps happening in the episode where it's just, like, mm-hmm. basically punching Nathan in the face with the, like, moral dilemma.
Yeah, Nathan's having a rough episode.
Yeah.
Poor Nathan.
Oh, well, and then, like, I forgot, but as soon as, like, the end thing happens, I remembered that that's what happened, and I was like, oh, that's right. But then I don't remember totally how it all plays out, but I was just
I don't remember at all how it plays out.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, I know what happens, but I don't know what happens after.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Because I thought it was going to be sorted out here, and it was not.
Profoundly was not.
So, we then see a random person and a teacher, guidance counselor, tutor of some kind.
I was assuming she was a guidance counselor, but we are given, like, zero frame of reference for this.
But she hands the keys to a student and gives them instructions to do something with some tests and things for the tutor center.
So maybe she runs the tutor center?
I'm not totally sure. I just know that this is something I want to point out now because we may discuss it in the future.
Oh!
Anyways...
Now Rachel... I think I remember what happens with this.
Yes. Rachel comes in because she wants to ask, like, so at this point in the school year, if I'm failing calculus, like, what happens? And right. the grown-up person, whomever they are, says, like, at this point, if you're failing, like, you don't graduate, you don't. Everyone's always like, you don't get to walk with your friends in graduation. Like, it's this big thing. Who cares? but, like, on every single TV show, that's always what it is, right? It's not the, like, you can't graduate. It's the, you don't get to walk with your friends. Either way, but then this woman like lays it down. You can't flirt your way through high school, Rachel. And I was like, whoa.
Yep.
So yeah, good to know.
Yep. I completely forgot about all of that.
Yeah.
We go to the cafe briefly. Haley's there working. Nathan comes by to see her and she's like been picking up extra shifts so she can make a bunch of extra cash. She's made a bunch of extra money just now.
Yeah, huge tip.
Hmm? Guess huge who tip. It is? So then Dante and Bear are like just leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley thanks them. So obviously that's who the big tip was from. Nathan sees and he ends up going after them to be like, this is over, like, yeah. Stay away from me, stay away from my wife, like, basically leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So then, bad news bears. Bad news bear indeed. He pushes, like, shoves, slams Nathan up against a brick wall.
Yeah.
In an alleyway. That's where they are right now.
Yeah.
Dante grabs a pipe, like, just, like, a loose pipe from the ground.
Yeah.
And they, like, hold his leg out because he's going to break his kneecap.
Yes.
Which I said right from the get-go, bear looks like somebody who would break your kneecaps. To be fair, Dante is the one holding the pipe at this point, but, like, the point still stands.
Yes.
So, basically, he's like, lose the game. Or, like, basically, you're never going to play basketball again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he, like, literally, like, it's the moment where, like, he's like, doesn't matter, you're never going to play again. And, like, he swings the pipe down, so you think, but he's like, he hits the, like, garbage and stuff next to him. So Nathan's, like, freaking out, and you're just like,
Yeah, it's really rough. Don't take money from loan sharks.
Right?
Yeah. Ugh. To
Especially
be fair,
as
it's
a
not
teenager.
Like loan shark, but...
Well, yeah. But still.
But he was sketchy, and I thought Nathan clocked that at the beginning, but I guess desperate times and all that.
And again... child, like, probably like, oh yeah, cool, like, this guy used to be a Raven, okay. I mean, again, aside from the fact that he clearly looks so sketchy, sorry Rick Fox,
right, with his, like, sketchy vehicle and, like,
and just always in, like, a sleazy suit and
sketchy attack dog, like,
yeah,
bear, I mean, is the attack dog in the face. It's cut like an enforcer, like, come on now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go to Peyton's bedroom. She's sitting on her bed eating a sandwich. Even though I straight up thought she was just eating a piece of bread. It is, in fact, a sandwich.
Well, and it's so funny, too, because, like, later we realize that, like, she's gone home for lunch.
Yes.
Because Derek's there. But, like, it's just this weird... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess
yeah,
at
I
least
actually
they explained.
Have... Yeah, I didn't have any concept of when this was taking place.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Until it was mentioned later that she went home for lunch.
Yeah.
Which, like, I guess the sandwich was supposed to indicate that that's what was happening, but it was unclear. Anyway, she's there because Derek is there painting her bedroom red.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
He makes, like, a comment about how it looks like that scene in The Shining. But, like, Peyton's putting her bedroom back to the way it was. She sort of lets him know about all of her, like, boy drama. And he immediately is like, oh, so Lucas.
Well, she says something like, oh, like, you know? And he's like, it's obvious.
Yeah. Like, not subtle. Everyone probably knows this. And Peyton's like, yeah, everybody except Lucas. Valid.
Oops. Which, again, that's totally fair. He's been completely oblivious this whole time.
Yes, he has, actually.
And, like, she's been doing a fairly good job about, like...
Yeah, I think
hiding
so.
Hiding it, but at the same time, like, there has to be, like, some moment where he's just like, you know...
You would think.
But, whatever.
Anyway, he tries to talk her into asking Lucas to go to the banquet with her.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, can't live in fear. She needs to take risks, and it's never the right time. So she's like, fine. I will do that. Then we go to the school. Back to school. Lucas and Nathan are there, and Lucas is basically, like, talking to Nathan about the MVP award. Because he's always, I want to make sure I'm presenting Nathan Scott the MVP and not Nathan Scott the point shaver. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, I get it. I understand. Yeah. Lucas drew this line and that's valid. But, like, he's so judgmental about it.
Well, especially, like, at this point, he is equally as guilty as Nathan, and his future could be hanging just in the balance as well, which, like, if he was mad that way,
right,
I would understand it. But it doesn't seem like he's mad that way.
No, it just seems
he's not
like he's
mad that he now is an accomplice.
Yeah.
He's just being high and mighty about it.
Yes, correct.
Which I don't like.
No, I don't like it either. And then he says, like, you have to, like, promise me that it's over. And Nathan basically just, like, doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lucas, you're making yourself a very difficult person to talk to. Like, obviously Nathan's not going to tell him what's going on now. Because how's that going to go over?
Yeah.
So, congratulations on helping to make the problem worse. Not that telling Lucas would help, but, like, you know...
Yeah. Something.
I don't know. Yeah.
Something.
Oh, and there's this whole scene with Brooke and Peyton. So, like, Brooke, like, she's like, I have something for you. And she hands Peyton this, like, clamshell takeout container.
Yeah.
One of the styrofoam ones. And it's empty. And Peyton's like, what am I missing? And she says something about how, like, it's a to-go box because she's going after Brooke's leftovers.
Yeah.
Which admittedly is kind of funny. What an elaborate bit, though.
Well, because I just love, like, even Peyton, like, called her out for it. Like, yeah. Literally being an elaborate bit with props.
Yeah, she's like, you actually went and got this container just to give this to Monty. And I went...
Oh, man.
I respect it. Anyway, Brooke gets all, like, weird about Lucas and how she, like, let Peyton have him and that she could have him back whenever she, like, she could take him back whenever she wants. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Oh, but then, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this. I don't like it.
That's fair. Yes, she goes to find Lucas because she wants to talk to him.
But she's all just like nice and bubbly and hey Lucas and as if and it's just and it's very in that old Brooke manipulative way.
Like, well, because he, like, tries to explain about Peyton, and she's just like, oh, you don't need to explain that to me. Like, I shouldn't have been there in the first place. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But then Brooke asks him to the banquet. As friends, sort of? Question mark?
Yeah. Definitely
it's unclear. It's very undefined. Because he says as a date, and she says, or as friends, and they never... Mm-hmm. Establish which one it is, but either way they're going to the banquet together.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
And then Rachel goes to see Haley in the tutor center.
Yeah,
Haley is snarky at her the entire time.
Oh, and she's just like, no, like, I cannot tutor you, I cannot stand you, like, you need a tutor, that's great, but it's not going to be me.
Yeah. Yeah. Then.
Yes.
Dan invites Karen to go to the awards banquet together. And he says, not as a date, just as people who are going together and show up together and, like.
Maybe take the same car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, we're getting this, like, weird. Almost nice version of Dan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Karen says she can't. She's like, I appreciate everything you've done for me, but I can't do this. And then he's just like, I understand. I'll see you there.
Yeah, just like being...
Like a human person.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just don't know, because again I feel like I know, like, the one thing that happens, but, like,
mm-hmm.
I, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I don't know
either. Anyway, Oh, this is when Lucas and Peyton like catch each other at school again, and this is when we find out that Peyton was went home for lunch, right? It was so funny, they have this little exchange where Peyton's like talking about Derek and like he seems to have an opinion about everything. And then Lucas is like, sounds like someone I know. Peyton's like, if you mean you, then yes. And I was like, correct. Anyway, Peyton, in her promise to be brave and take some risks, has decided to ask Lucas to go to the banquet with her. But then he's like, I'm already going with Brooke. Sorry about that. And this is where he's like, it's not a date. Maybe it's a date. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'll find out tonight. And then we go to, I don't know, wherever this banquet's happening.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because it seems to be like near the waterfront boardwalk later.
Yeah, it's probably just like
Yeah.
a conference center type situation.
Well, and I feel like, I mean, even kind of in the OC, I guess it happened, but like a small town like this, especially like that has water, that has whatever, like there's gonna be those kind of like restaurant slash hotel slash whatevers that'll have kind of the larger reception rooms,
Yeah,
right?
that makes
So,
sense.
yeah.
So they're somewhere like that.
Yeah.
What is happening here? I lost my spot, my notes. Oh, Brooke hates the floral centerpieces.
Yes.
She thinks they're hideous.
Yeah. Which
And
is
then, so it's like her and Rachel, and she's complaining about the centerpieces, but then she's also telling Rachel that she's going to the banquet with Lucas, and Rachel's like, bad idea. And Brooke's like, well, too bad, so sad. And then Rachel's like, I need a date. And Brooke's like, how about you help me with the seating chart? Which, this is so funny because they made the seating chart, which I have
well,
questions about later.
because so like they're working on the seating chart, and like Rachel looks at it and she's like, oh, as if she's like, oh, don't you want to like switch this up? Which immediately makes it seem like Brooke is at the same table as Peyton. But then Brooke's like, no, that's exactly what I want. And then Rachel's all like, old Rachel, and that like, ooh, we're gonna like stir up some shit. Cool.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I do know what Brooke is doing here.
Yeah. But it just like doesn't come out that way,
Well,
even to
because it
them.
ends up being so awkward.
Yeah, like it's as if she was kind of going in confident, being like, I'm gonna do this, but then like once she actually got to the spoiler, once she gets to the table, she doesn't have that like bravado anymore of like trying to like flaunt being with Lucas. It's just awkward and weird.
It's really weird. Either
But
way, yeah.
sorry, yes.
No, go ahead.
Mouth, well, Mouth shows up because obviously he's helping
Yes.
Brooke because that's
He
what
helps
Mouth
with
does.
everything.
And Rachel's just like, okay, Mouth, so you're gonna come with me, you're gonna be my date, blah blah. And Mouth is like, nope, I'm going with Gigi. And Rachel's just like, what? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, which like she deserves because why do you just assume he's available for you?
I know, right?
Yeah, it's rude. So I left this for him. Oh, we go to Derek has finished painting Peyton's bedroom,
Yes.
and he gets a phone call, which sounds very official. He keeps saying, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Yes,
sir.
sir. I
Yes,
understand,
sir.
sir. Yeah. And he's looking at Peyton's "People Always Leave" piece of art.
Yes. So at this point, we know he's getting shipped out.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hondo. It's clearly what's happening. So Peyton shows up. She's so excited about her room, which is like not just painted, but like fully put back together, which I had questions about. But whatever. Mostly the record wall. I was like, didn't this have to dry? Like,
Yeah, so at lunch he was like half done painting. And
half. That's
now,
generous.
oh yeah. the wall that he was on anyway was like half done painting. And now, a few hours later, because like even if school went till 4 o'clock, which would be like the latest, he has completely finished it and put all the furniture back, put everything back together, all the records back, because records obviously are very light and very easy to move and pack and whatnot. And yeah, everything's just like da 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 da.
The very magic of television moment when you go from like putting the thing in the oven to pulling it out immediately. Yes. That's what's happening here. Yeah. Either way, whatever. Peyton's happy about it. She does tell him that she asked Lucas, but he was already going with Brooke. So then she's like, will you go with me? Like, please don't say no. I don't think I can handle that right now. So he says yes. They are going to go to the banquet together. He does not tell her anything about this phone call he's received.
Yeah.
Then we go to the cafe. So Haley and Lucas and Karen are there. And he tells them that he's going with Brooke. And he's like, do you think that's stupid? And they're like, no, it's fine. Like, give her a second chance. Like, everyone deserves a good, like, a second chance. Like, I think it's a good idea. Haley's like, you were good together.
Were they?
I don't know what any, I don't know why anyone's forming these opinions.
This entire scene is just like Karen and Haley having baby brain and being dumb.
Right?
Just like second chances. Ugh.
Yeah.
Which of course, like.
Yeah. Of course leads into Brooke telling them about how Rachel wanted to be tutored. Mm-hmm. And Haley was like, hell no. And then Lucas, of course, is like, well, what happened to second chances? And she's like, damn it. Which then is when Karen is like, yeah, second chances. And you can see her, like, thinking. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I know you're thinking about Dan right now. Don't do that.
Yep.
Sure enough, in the next scene, she shows up at Dan's in her dress, ready for the banquet. He answers the door. I mean, to be fair, she does say it's not a date.
Yeah, that's just, like, she doesn't even say hello. It's just, it's not a date.
Yeah. Well, and then they show up and that annoying mom, Sherry. Which, like, why does the annoying mom always kind of look the same? And why is her name always Sherry?
Oh, yeah.
Apologies to all the Sherrys out there because
yeah. I mean, like, to be fair, she's actually a Shari with an A, like a Sherry. Yes. But yeah, someone, you know how we were so convinced that Nikki was Nikki with two K's?
Yes.
This girl who like writes on Tumblr and stuff, she was just like put a post out asking people, being like, what's the name of like the most annoying, like what's the most like annoying female name who like is always causing trouble, and just like if you ever came across one you would just know that it was like bad news. I was like, Nikki, and I spelled it with two K's, but then I said, but it always has to be with, like, the two K's and an I. And she was like, oh, it's always that one, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, so maybe Sherry with an E is better, but Sherry with an A, she's the bad mom.
Yeah. But anyway, she's just going on about, like, oh, deja vu, it's, like, just like high school prom and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and you're pregnant.
Yeah. And this is when we find out that the reason we haven't seen Tim all season is apparently he's, like, off at some other school.
I completely
forgot that Tim existed.
Forgot about Tim.
Samesies. I was like, oh yeah, Tim. I didn't even notice he was gone. Sorry, Tim.
Well, because like we've had Skills and Junk and Fergie and whatever.
Yep.
But I just totally forgot about like the OG Ravens. Mm-hmm. Well, so, like Tim's Sherry gone. Tries to make it sound like, oh, you know, like it's. You know, they get, like, personalized attention and this and that, and, like, making it sound like it's some kind of, like, really educational-focused school, but Dan's just like, we know he's slow. Like, don't even... You're just like, oh.
I was like, whoa, Dan. Whoa. I mean, expected from Dan, but I was like, whew.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway. Ugh. Mouth and Gigi arrive. They're looking for their table. Yeah. Mouth is sitting at the same table as Rachel. But Gigi is not.
Yeah.
And then Rachel is like, oh, like, I had to put her at a different table, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, given that you're the only single person, you're clearly the one that should move. But obviously this was just a ploy to get her and Mouth sitting yeah. next to each other. So then Gigi, in a straight-up power move, is just like, that's okay, I get the best seat in the house, and just sits down on Mouth's lap.
Like, absolute boss. Just like...
yeah. It's like, good for her, I love this girl. So then Rachel's like, I'll get you a chair.
Oh, man.
Love that for her. Oh, yes. Which is when Peyton and Derek arrive. And then this is like when they're like all at the same table. So it's Peyton and Derek, Brooke and Lucas, Nathan and Haley, Gigi and Mouth, and Rachel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Haley's hair is so bad.
Well, it's like the entire back is just like matted and confused.
So bad. It's so bad. She looks like she ran through the woods, slept on it, and then woke up and walked out the door. Like, it's so bad. I don't know what they were thinking.
I feel like I need to listen to the Drama Queens podcast on this episode and see if they talk about it.
So the absolute awfulness that is Haley's hair. Like, it's so, it's not even like artfully messy. It's literally just like,
no, that's just it, right? It's not a bad wig. It's not like, you know, too like a weird style. It's not anything. It's literally just,
no, it's like she woke up hungover.
Yeah, like she had done her hair like a lot yesterday with like hairspray and whatnot, mm-hmm. and then went out and then passed out, slept on it, and just like came to set that day.
Bad. It was so distracting in every single scene she was in because I was why does your hair look like a rat's nest? Like, it's terrible. Anyway, nobody at the table is talking because it's super awkward. So Peyton like tries to like break it a little bit by being like, oh, this is my brother Derek, for anyone who hasn't met him. Like, Lucas very pointedly asks Nathan if they're going to win tomorrow after they start talking about, like, you know, the game and whatever. Mm-hmm. Which is when Peyton's like, I'm going to go get a drink. Who wants one?
Yeah.
<'Cause it's> And I don't remember what happens between Lucas and Brooke. Like, I don't know what she says to him, but Lucas is, like, rubbing her shoulder or something because Peyton sees it from the floor.
Yeah, I didn't...
didn't pay attention to what they were saying to each other because I very frequently don't pay attention to what they say to each other because I hate them together.
It was just something about, like, us being us or something. I don't know.
So glad that after this episode, we never have to see Lucas and Brooke together ever again.
Ever again, right?
Like, yep.
ever.
This is it. Okay. Nail, coffin, we're done here.
Yeah.
Thank God. Anyway, we had a little scene with Karen and Dan at their table.
Yeah,
just talking about like Haley being pregnant, and Karen's like, oh, she's so young, and Dan's like, oh, but at least I have each other, like Nathan's gonna be a great father, and she's just like, who are you?
Yeah, same. They like chopped off his serial killer hair and now he's like being nice. It's weird.
All the evilness was being stored in his hair. Cut it off. It's gone. He's like, who was it that, who's the Bible person? Solomon?
Samson.
That's the one.
He wrong strength from his hair or something like that.
Yeah, except Dan gets his evilness from his hair.
Yeah.
False, man. He manages to be evil without it, but.
That is 2 days in a row I have come up with a Bible answer, and I assure you, I have never.
Hilarious.
I don't know any of that. My chiropractor was trying to think of the Dewey Decimal System yesterday, and she kept saying Deuteronomy, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the Bible.
100% that's the Bible.
I was like, I don't know what it is, but I definitely know it's the Bible.
It's one of the first five books. It's where all the rules are.
Ah. No, we were just talking about libraries. But yes, so then Lucas goes up to, like, give a speech about the awards.
Yeah.
Because he's presenting to Nathan. But Nathan knows that it's awkward.
Right, because again, he's doing that thing where he's like, player who leads by example, blah, 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 blah.
So
He's
Nathan
trying to.
just comes up and is like, this is for Whitey. Thanks. Bye. Ugh, yeah, Lucas, whatever. I get it, but like, also.
Yeah, but like, the thing is, like, I do kind of get it, but Nathan knows he screwed up.
Like, and like, you can tell. You can tell he is not okay
he does
with
not
all of this.
Feel good about this.
Yeah.
And, like, Lucas doing this doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
It's already happened. It's certainly not going to make Nathan any more likely to talk to him about anything if it's still going on. So, like, what is this accomplishing? Nothing. Except making Nathan feel shittier about himself.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah,
fair.
Like, you're not helping him. Like, if you want to help him, actually help him.
Get your holier-than-thou attitude. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, then Brooke and Haley have a little moment where, again, I was so distracted by Haley's hair. Maybe even more so because Brooke's is so, like, smoothly done.
Yes.
Yeah, like, Brooke's hair looks great. And Haley's looks so, so bad.
Yeah. Like, Brooke clearly had, like, a blowout, all the things.
Yeah.
There were curlers involved.
To be fair, Rachel doesn't look particularly good either.
But not in the, like, forest witch way that Haley does. No.
Just in, like, they gave her a weird headband.
Yes.
And did her hair, especially.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
When I couldn't, at first I was like, because there were a few moments, because again, like, the timeline after this kind of gets questionable, I think, with Karen and Haley's pregnancy. So there were a few moments where I was like, oh, I wondered if there had been, like, a, not a jump, but, like, a physical airing on TV jump. And then this was, like, oh, they're kind of pregnant now, and, like, but then, like, every time you see them, like, they're obviously not, like, neither of them are showing or anything. Karen's in a very beautiful dress and, like, just, like, skinny and backless and all the things. But, like, yeah, I was like, oh, wait, are they trying to make Haley, like, seem frumpy because she's starting to show or this or that? Which, again, shouldn't be affecting her hair.
Right? I mean, I know pregnancy can affect your hair, but, like...
No.
Not like that.
No. Well, and that's why then, like, by the time we got to this point, I was like, oh, no, it's just weird freaking hair. Like, something
so
happened. I don't know.
Anyway, Brooke is basically trying to talk to Haley on Rachel's behalf.
Yeah.
To say, you know, she's done a lot for me lately, so you should give her a chance. And Haley's like, I can't help her.
And see, because I have remembered all of these little things, I'm like, wow. This is a lot of people unintentionally manipulating Haley.
I don't remember exactly how this plays out, but I do remember.
Yeah.
Something.
Yep. But yeah, so. But even here, Haley had also asked Brooke, like, do you think Nathan seems nervous? And she's like, oh no, like, he's just the star of the basketball team. And you're like, oh no, like, people, like, even Haley's catching on that, like, something's weird.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Peyton's now hiding out in the lobby.
Yeah.
Or, like, the, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, front area. But, yeah. Like, there's seating. I don't know. You know how these places are.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't blame her. It's terrible and awkward in there. But Derek goes to find her, and this is when he tells her that he's being deployed in 24 hours. And actually, he's already supposed to be back on the base.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh!
Oops.
Yep.
And I think she even says, like, well, why are you here? And he's like, well, my little sister needed help.
Aww. Yeah.
This one time, and then we never see him again.
I was going to say, I think I would care about this more if I knew that he was, like, even just, like, a slightly recurring character, like, once a season.
Or even, and this has happened on many a show. That's just it, right? You don't even need, like, I get it. People have other jobs, whatever. You don't need, he doesn't need to come back to Tree Hill.
You don't need
but
to bring him back.
Just be like, oh, yeah. how's your brother doing? Or like
Right.
one of those, like, in like episode, season
Even
six or
have a
something.
thing where like she
My
comes
brother
back.
got whatever.
Yeah, or like she could like at the beginning of an episode, someone could be like, "Oh, hey, like you went to see your brother on the weekend. How was that?" We
Yeah.
don't have to show it happening. We just need to know that it happened. Anyway, whatever. It's fine. Now it's time for Whitey getting his Lifetime Achievement Award. Of course, he gets a standing ovation right at the beginning. Oh, and then he just gives the nicest speech. Oh, it
Well, because
almost had me
it's,
crying.
yeah, it's all just about Camilla.
Yeah, well, because he says like basketball was the first love of his life, and his only regret is he couldn't share it with the other love of his life, Camilla. Which like it's all about her. And like how the moment he met her, he knew he was looking at his future and no one could ever come between them. And like he's crying as he's saying all this. Ugh. And like she was the only person to ever really understand him. Man. Yeah. So he's crying, Haley's crying, he gets another standing ovation, as he should. Nathan looks distressed because again, he's about how like this is his last game and like so then he's like, all right, and he goes to Dan's table and he's like, I need to talk to you, Dad. So they go outside. Nathan tells him everything that's gone down, how he borrowed the money, how he shaved the points, which immediately Dan, of course, like jumps down his throat for. Which, you know what, in this case is slightly valid. However, Nathan rightfully points out, he's like, I went to you for help and you didn't give it to me, so this is where I ended up. And that's when Dan was a dick, remember? He said the whole thing about like how he was like emancipated or whatever, and I was like, dude. So fun times all around with that.
It's one of those things where, like, I'm kind of glad that it, like, came back to bite Dan in the ass, except it's in the worst way because it's at the
Way.
expense of Nathan.
So bad. Well, and then Dan asks for their names, and Nathan tells them, and he's like, God damn it, Nathan. So, like, you know that these guys have a reputation. But Dan's like, I'll take care of it. Goes back inside, tells Karen that he has to go deal with something urgent. Pieces out. Well, and he's all like, oh, like, is that okay? And she's like, it's fine. It's not a date. Get out of here.
I don't, again, like so many things, I don't end like I don't remember what happens there. Like specifically with Dan and Karen and that whole
I have a suspicion about what happens, which I think is certain things coming to light. I think that's how that plays out. Like, I think they end up being fairly buddy-buddy until that is revealed.
Which, like, I mean, I get it, whatever.
Yep.
Oh, but then this is where Brooke and Peyton talk.
Well, because this is when Brooke says the thing about her sleeping in his bed and not like sleeping with him or something, right? And Peyton's like, yeah, people can do that. And Brooke's like, yeah, but you haven't told him how you feel. Like, why? Which is a valid question. You're sleeping in this boy's bed and you're in love with him and you're just deciding not to tell him.
Well, and like the whole point of.
What is this, Dawson's Creek?
We are not going to be able to survive that show.
Oh, we are not. Oh, we're so not. Oh my God.
Going to be like, oh man, Lucas was great.
Yes, truly though.
but like, the whole, part of the kind of main reason that broke up with Lucas was that, again, it was the right thing to do for her, absolutely. But also kind of in a like, okay, then you two figure out your what's going on.
Right.
And like this whole time, like Peyton has it. Now, obviously, she's been dealing with psychotic
I
fake
mean, that's
brothers.
different. You know, she was stalked,
But
so that put a damper in things.
yeah, but it's still just like Brooke's totally right. Like you had your chance to tell him your feelings. Why haven't you done it yet? But then Peyton, then, in Peyton's defense, she says, like, I told you I wouldn't say anything to him until you guys were over. And, like, it's as if she kind of knew that they weren't really over yet, like, officially.
Well, to be fair, like, Lucas at one point did tell her that mm-hmm. he was gonna try and get Brooke back. Yeah. So.
They even had that in the little, like, last time on at the beginning in the recap. Yeah. Well, specifically him being like, I'm gonna get her back.
Yeah.
So then you're like, oh, wait, what's happening here?
No.
So they're both kind of totally right.
Oh, absolutely.
But then that's when we learn that basically Brooke kind of asked Lucas out of spite. And she says, like, not initially, which is true. Like, initially, I think she was sad over teacher. For sure. But then the second Peyton was brushing her teeth, it turned into spite. So I was like, oh, well, like, this isn't going to work out for anybody then. Like,
and I think Brooke knows that at that point,
yeah, too. As soon as she, like, said it out loud, you could tell. She was just like, ooh.
Yep. Oof. Then we go to a strip club.
Of course we do. Why wouldn't we?
Which sounds weird, but it's because Dan is not there.
Yeah.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yes.
And Dan, in true Dan fashion, just, like, pulls out a checkbook and is like, how much to make this go away? He's really rude to the strippers for no reason at all.
Yep.
They're just doing their job, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Basically, Dante is like, no, because the money that all the gamblers stand to make betting against the Ravens isn't good. Like, it's going to far surpass whatever Dan is offering up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because at this point, that's exactly what it would be. Everyone's going to be betting on the Ravens to win. So if Dante is, like, one of the few people who bets on the other team, they're gonna, like, absolutely cash in. So but then he just immediately goes into, like, oh, well, and plus, and he starts, like, listing off every single person in Dan's life and just how he's gonna, like, kill them.
He says something about about you wouldn't want, like, something about the plot around Keith's grave crowded or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh, we're going right there.
Yeah. At first I was just like, whoa. I did not realize, like, I thought he was
We were threatening.
Yeah, he's, like, threatening them all, but just in that, like, oh, I know all these details about the people in your life, which is, you know, that's very threatening. But then just in the, like, no, because I'm going to kill them. Okay, Rick Fox, chill out.
Right? So anyway, basically, he tells Dan to bet against the Ravens tomorrow night and make a little money.
Yeah.
And he's like, get out. And, like, at the same time, too, there's, like, bodyguards closing in.
Yeah.
Like, two on either side. So, like, there's four of them. Which is when Dan realizes he's not winning this.
Yeah.
So we go back to the banquet where Nathan's looking so distressed about everything. This poor boy. And that's when Haley says she's really proud of him, and he's like, oh god, people need to stop saying that. And she's like, what is going on with you? Like, you've been so weird. And again, he tries to just, like, brush it off, like, oh, it's nothing, I'm just feeling pressured, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Which she buys, I guess.
Yep. Because it makes sense. It does.
It does. No, it does make sense.
But, yeah.
Yep.
Well, and then she asked Nathan for advice on Rachel, because we're just going to continually have this conversation with every single person in Tree Hill.
Yeah.
And he says, like, well, you know, as much as Rachel's Rachel, you know, when I found out about your pregnancy, like, she was the one who actually, like, helped me the most to, like, get my head out of my ass. And you're like,
yep.
And again, because I, like, kind of forgot that this was gonna happen at the start of the episode when I remembered what happened, and then to constantly be seeing all of these conversations, I'm like, oh no, this is anyways.
Well, because then this is when Haley's like, damn it, I'm gonna have to tutor Rachel, aren't I?
Yeah.
Well, because, and then Nathan even says, like, goes further and is like, well, you tutored me once. Like,
damn Oh, Nathan. And then, we end up with Brooke and
Derek
Lucas.
and
No wait. Oh, is it Derek first? Oh, yeah, it is. You're
I
right.
think so,
Go
yeah.
ahead.
Derek and Peyton are saying goodbye. Because he's got to peace out of there soon because they're going to think he went AWOL.
Yeah.
Which is not good. So anyway, he offers to drive her home, I think, but then she says that she's going to walk because it's a nice night and she's feeling safe again. Well, it's so funny because she's like, it's because of you, which, like, fair enough, it's a little bit of that, but, like, also they very much did catch Derek, like, fake Derek, so probably that's something to do with it as well.
Yeah, well, and she says, something about, well, now that, psychotic Derek is locked up, the other psychotic one, ha 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 ha, or whatever. But then, yeah, he's just, proud of, okay, you're feeling safe, you're gonna do anything whatsoever, on your own. So, yeah, so she's gonna walk home.
Well, then he says, like, they like hug and he's like, I'll be back. And I'm like, no, you won't. I was watching it with my sister and I was like, and then we never see him again.
Yeah, it's just that weird, again, I, and it's so funny because it really does happen on so many
Oh yeah.
shows.
And I get it. Like, I really do get it because it is about, it's easy to forget about characters as we clearly established with the fact that we completely forgot that Tim existed. But also, you can't always get actors back. Like, there's that as well. So.
And that's it's just the they're just never mentioned again. No one ever has that moment of oh hey, remember that time that psycho tried to attack you and then your real brother came? The beauty of TV. Wild things can happen and everyone just keeps moving forward.
Right? Man. Anyway, then we get Lucas and Brooke. Yep. So he's taken her home or like back to Rachel's, whatever. Which I guess is her home because she doesn't have anywhere else to live. I love that Brooke is like technically homeless.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. And that's when she's like, I think this was a mistake. And Lucas is like, yeah, I think so too.
Well, and at least it ends up being so. Because again, I didn't really remember how it ended, but it's just them
Me
talking
neither do
about Whitey's
I. Yeah, Whitey and Camilla.
speech and how no matter what, no one was going to come between him and Camilla, nothing could change their love, and they're just like, do you ever think a love that strong can exist anymore? And Lucas is like, of course I hope so. And so it just kind of like I yeah, I didn't realize that they actually came to
Neither did I.
a good intellectual, communicative
Yeah.
mutual understanding ending.
Yeah, same. Which I suppose, though, if they were going to immediately set him up with Peyton, they kind of had to
Yeah.
in order for anybody to get
Well,
on
and
board.
that's why then I was also really confused that I was like, because at some point, obviously, Peyton and Brooke become friends again, and all the other things that kind of happen, then I was like, is it just like, a, okay, forget, whatever, but this makes so much more sense. I mean, to be fair, just like the last time, Brooke has moved on. but Brooke is growing, and yeah, so I was actually quite surprised and liked this end very well.
Yeah, me too. I did as well. So now this next scene makes so much more sense to me. So Haley is telling Rachel that she will tutor her, but she has some conditions. She's like, you have to work with my schedule. I'm very busy. I'm not rearranging myself for you. If you miss a single session, we're done. And no matter how nice I seem to you, just remember, I can't stand you. And Rachel looks so satisfied in a
Oh,
way that I
yeah.
was like, what is happening? Now I know, because I remember now that you've pointed out all those little that little thing. But I was like, what is her angle here? And I could not for the life of me remember, because I was like, I was pretty sure she'd given up on Nathan by this point.
Oh, man.
So, like, I couldn't figure it out. But now I remember. Anyway, yeah. She's scheming.
Yes. I know. See, like, Dan and Rachel kind of both have that, like, they keep having these, like, human moments, but then going right back to, like, whatever. But then at some point...
Yep.
I feel like, at the very least, well, stuff happens with Dan and, like, I think before, like, the last thing happens, like, he kind of has redeemed himself completely. But, like, with Rachel, like, at some point, yeah, like, does she disappear? Do they just all end up friends still? Like, does she completely redeem herself? I don't know.
I know exactly what happens with Rachel. I don't know exactly how it plays out, but I know where we end up.
Oh, okay. Sounds like wild. She doesn't fully change.
Nope. It's wild.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
We're gonna have to remember this conversation.
Yeah.
We get, like, it's not really a montage, but there's, like, a little moment of Brooke looking at her photo album of her and Lucas.
And the amount that I laughed right at that moment, I know it's like a, oh, ending, whatever, but because they all, like, they were like, real photographs, and clearly, like, obviously, like, again, they do that for TV, the movie, like, you go around and take, like, the picture so you can have, like, the family portrait on the mantle and whatever, but I was just like, at this point, would they not have been married and then divorced?
Oh, yeah.
In real life?
For sure.
And I was just like, oh, and because, like, the pictures just looked so real. I was like, oh, my God, is this so awkward? Like, are those actually real photos?
God, I didn't even consider that.
That they had to, like, make a thing and then, like, be like, oh, look at this and look at us. And I was just, and, like, either way, even if it was all just, like, acting photos, it was so awkward. I just was like, ooh, I bet you this is really awkward.
Yeah, man.
Because, yes.
Rough times.
Bush and Chad Michael Murray were married in real life.
Hot minute.
Yeah, for like what, season two or season three maybe? I don't know how it works.
It's real fast.
Anyways.
Anyway, so that happens. Then Nathan goes by to see Dan at his mayor house, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And just basically like, how'd it go? Like, what happened?
Dan's
like, lose the state championship. You're like, oh shit.
Well, and because like that is such a gigantic, like, it seems very small because like Nathan just kind of comes in, he's like, oh my God, Dad, like, what do we do now? And Dan's just sitting there with his, I mean, he's not even in his like brooding room because he's in the new house, but he has his little like, you know, glass of whiskey or whatever, and is just like not looking at Nathan, just kind of like looking straight ahead. And yeah, like, we lose the state championships. And, like, all Dan has ever wanted was to win the state championships. This, the whole them winning the state championships is the entire point of the show, basically.
Yeah.
And Dan living and everything that's happened between Dan and Deb and Nathan and, like, the whole thing. And he's just like, you lose the state championship. And I forgot that that happened, and I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I remember one thing that happens, but I don't remember how this resolves itself.
Yeah, because, well, like, what I thought happened here was that, like, Dan took care of it in some kind of, like, mayor, police chief, something kind of way, and made them go away.
Right.
But that's obviously not what happened.
No.
Which does make sense, because then in the game tomorrow, in the game on the next episode, it'll be like, ooh, what is Nathan going to do, right?
Because
it's going to be like the actual suspense. Game and Nathan like taking shots and Dante watching and whatever, right? Yeah. But yeah, then like...
I feel happens? Like something might happen at the end of that episode.
Yeah, like something has to happen.
Yeah, I think we go cliffhanger styles on that one.
Dante. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But the episode is not over yet.
Nope. So, speaking of cliffhangers, Peyton is alone in her room. Lucas comes in. He's like, just like, I'm sorry we didn't get to spend more time together tonight, blah, blah, blah. Which, like, is a totally normal thing to do with somebody who's just your friend.
Yeah.
late at night after you've already seen each other at another function. Anyway, yeah. Whatever. He tells her about him and Brooke not like breaking up, but like basically putting a hard stop at the end of their relationship. Yeah. Which is when? Well, it's really funny. It's very reminded me of that episode of Friends. Because she says, I love you. And he's like, oh, I love you too.
Yeah, like, cool.
Which is, and she's like, no, like, I love you. I'm in love with you. Oh. The end. Da-da-da. Anyway, all I could think of was that scene in Friends where Ross is all, like, hopped up on, I can't even remember what he's taken. Some kind of, like, pain meds or something. And he tells Rachel that he loves her. And she's like, oh, I love you too. And he's like, no, you don't get it. And then he, like, passes out. Which was a really funny, humorous take on this exact same scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I could think of. And it kind of took the drama out of it for me. But anyway. Anyway. Since we know that that doesn't come to anything until the game.
Yeah.
I don't remember how this plays out.
No. I can see the one moment in the next episode. But then, like, everything that happens after that. I know. All the stuff that actually matters after that.
It's a mystery.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is definitely like one of those like setup episodes.
Yeah.
Everything that matters is going to happen in the next episode.
Correct.
We don't have anybody new because Sherry's old, but again, this is the last time we see her. Bye. Derek's gone. Bye. And yeah, there's just nobody else. So womp.
Yeah.
Did you have a song of the episode?
It's funny because I feel like I did notice the music, but then when I went to look it all up, I didn't recognize any of it except the one by the Wreckers.
Well, and even that, it wasn't that I necessarily recognized it. It was no, just like, just, oh yeah, it's the Wreckers. Okay. Yeah.
But everything else was like, what is this?
And that's exactly it. Like it was very like pointed that you noticed the music, and then yeah, nothing of it was familiar. There was a Boss House song again. Yes. Is someone like in Boss House from the show? I don't understand. They're always there. And then the song at the end, which is usually kind of like the song,
right,
was 1122 by Buddy, which I've never heard of before.
Right.
And yeah, like there's Burning Effigies, like Envelope, 8mm. I mean, I guess there was an OK Go song, but not one that I know.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just like weird. And just again, in a song that felt so musical.
Mm-hmm.
Very. Anticlimactic when I looked that up.
Yeah, right? And then I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, what?
Yeah. What did you have for most high school moment?
I didn't even know what to put for this either. Like, I guess like the whole sports banquet thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's not even necessarily very high school. That's just very like.
No. I just kind of had like the whole report card slash.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, guidance
counselor thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's the one.
Because again, even though like you would know your grades in university, it's not in that same way of like failing kind of, you know, like obviously yes, you can fail at a university, but not in the same way that you can in high school because high school is just so like everyone's all in the same class and you all go together and da da da.
That's fair.
Yeah. Did you have a quote of the episode?
I couldn't decide between Brooke saying, it's a to-go box, you know, since you're screwing my leftovers, or a bunch of what Haley said to Rachel.
Oh, yeah. The.
Because she says that thing about, like, you know, the nurse's office is still the best place to go to get treated for venereal disease.
Oh my god, I missed that one.
Woo! Did you?
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty harsh. but it was kind of funny. It's when Rachel first walks into the tutor center.
Oh,
And
okay.
then at the end of that conversation, when Rachel's like, "Oh, like you're just like I know you're busy," and Haley's like, "No, I have plenty of time. I just can't stand you."
Yeah.
It was a toss up between all of those. What about you?
Yeah, I was kind of flipping between. I just really liked Haley at the end when she was kind of giving. I mean, the leftover one, that one was good, really, too. Because it had the prop, you know? It was just.
Yeah.
But even just when she was like, you know, these are the rules, but like, no matter what. And she just has like such a happy, smiling face on. And she's like, I can't stand you.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's the leftover, the takeout box.
It's pretty funny.
That was.
I think it was also funny because I had absolutely no idea where she was going with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening here?
And because, like, this whole, like, so many episodes now, like, and again, rightfully so, or whatever, but, like, Brooke has not been nice to Peyton.
No.
And, I mean, Peyton's had a few jabs here and there, but she's also kind of, like, especially in the, like, mostly this season, has, like, backed off and just been, like, trying to, like, let Brooke do her thing, and she's doing her own thing. But, like, Brooke has just been, like, so vindictively mean, purposefully mean. And then, like, I know what happens in the next episode, but like at some point they become friends again. So, like, I don't know how that comes around. I don't know. Anyways. And for the final category, who did you have as the most annoying?
I mean, see, this was another weird, tricky one. This was a strange episode.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could say Dante, but Dante was more scary than annoying.
Yes.
And, like, Lucas's whole self-righteous thing was kind of annoying to me.
Yeah.
But everything else was pretty normal. So I don't know. I didn't have an answer for this.
I had Rachel,
Oh, that's valid.
not because of the tutoring thing, because that's more of a future situation, but the two instances with Mouth.
Yes, that's fair.
I was like, that's not cool. 'Cause like
Yep,
Mouth has
agreed.
always helped Brooke, and Brooke, I mean, but Brooke like appreciates him. So even in that, like, where she probably always assumes he's going to help her, right? Like, it's probably never like, please, can you help me? It's
Yes.
just like, okay, so you're gonna do this, like, in that same way that Rachel kind of was, but like Mouth and Brooke have already gone through that and established
Right.
that. But this was just Rachel both times being like, okay, so you're gonna do this, and he was like, no. And then when she like messed up the scene thing, I was like, that's not cool. So
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
that's my
that's fair.
vote.
Actually, that's the winner. I like clearly, obviously, just forgot about Rachel as an entity in this episode.
Well, because it, yeah, well, no, I guess she was kind of in the whole thing. I don't know.
No, she was. She just
Yeah.
somehow stayed in my periphery for some reason.
It happens. But yeah, so we are heading to the state championships in the next episode. Clearly, lots of things are going to happen.
Yep.
Good things,
Man.
bad things? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just lots of things. Really, that's just it. It's just lots of things.
Right? Man.
Man, but we'll see you. Get your pom-poms, and we'll see you then.
Bye.